21, the top today. Good morning, I'm Cass Katsoulis with your news briefing. A woman has pleaded guilty to being an accessory to manslaughter after the fact. The 16-year-old girl. Tracy Ann Thompson of Palm Woods on the Sunshine Coast appeared in Brisbane Supreme Court yesterday. The new plea in the shocking body and barrel case that rocked the state. She had been reported missing by her father a day earlier, and her body was found in Stapleton on the Gold Coast. Zlatko Sikorski, charged with the murder of Lisa Belby, died in hospital after he was assaulted in jail. Ms. Thompson will be sentenced at a future date, with the case to be reviewed on June 25. Meanwhile, Live Blood spokesperson Kath Stone says they've had more than 44,000 last-minute cancellations in the past month.
So in addition to the cancellations, we're seeing demand at its highest level in over a decade, with hospitals catching up on elective surgeries and treatments. So that's 4% more blood than we've seen in the last couple of years.
Officials are calling on Sunshine Coast locals to donate if they are able to. And the Coast Agricultural Show will see a new initiative this year.
We'll also today be inspecting a new lift that the federal government has paid $100,000 for in the main pavilion.
This will enable people with mobility issues easier access. Fairfax MP Ted O'Brien says the best thing about this year is that it wasn't on last year. 25,000 people are expected to attend the show between June 11 and June 13. And it's all about Nambour this morning. The community will see a $1 million project right on their doorstep.
This is street theatre. It is going to differentiate Nambour like nothing else. And it's a really important part of the reimagined Nambour process that the community ultimately owns.
Fairfax MP Ted O'Brien says the tram is world-class and it's all thanks to the Sunshine Coast. The project is set to be up and running within the next 12 months.